Do you think it's possible that, like Nixon and Watergate, that the American people have rendered a final judgment of disapproval on you and your war in Iraq?
Of course not. I got 2.5 years left to be President of the United States, and I intend to get a lot done, including immigration reform. Yesterday, I signed the extension of tax relief. We're making good progress on cutting this deficit in half. I've got a lot to do, and I'm going to continue to work with the Congress to get things done on behalf of the American people. We've got a positive agenda that is making a difference in people's lives. I'm also not going to retreat in the face of adverse polls. I'm going to do what I think is right and complete the mission in Iraq. And I believe a free Iraq is going to make the world a better place.
Let me ask you a little something about your style. You said and have said in this immigration debate that you want to find rational middle ground on this issue. What other areas can the American people expect you to urge a more centrist approach to policy?
Well, you know, I think cutting people's taxes is rational, particularly since it's worked. It's caused the economy to grow.
But is that middle ground?
I think it is, but, you know, you're the people who put labels on people. I don't. You know, I said rational. And I think rational, cutting taxes is rational. I think keeping taxes low is rational because it's working.